Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much indeed for coming. The mayor has very kindly come to open proceedings.
Robin, you've launched this book this evening. What made you write the book?
Well, I first came to Hollywood over 40 years ago. And indeed, I would have been into Palace Barracks a couple of times in the 70s for mess nights. And then I retired in 2010. I had the opportunity to indulge my passion in local history. And of course, you take a place like Palace Barracks and the interaction with the town of Hollywood, and there's tremendous richness of stories and history there.
You mentioned that the barracks is 120 years old?
Exactly so. It was opened formally in June 1897. The decision to build a new barracks was taken about 1887. The War Office acquired the land from the Church of Ireland. It had been the site of the former bishop's palace, and the then bishop decided he didn't need to live in a palace anymore, so it was put up for sale, and the barracks were built on that site.
Your book spans the history from 1897 right up until just before the history of the Troubles.
It stops really in 1969. It's the Queen's Regiment then that carried on into 1970. The last chapter ends taking them up to the difficulties of the summer of 1969 and indeed some of the contemporary events in Hollywood that were happening at that time. But that is a whole separate story, and you need to be very much a military historian, I think, to do justice to that.
On a lighter note, there was lots of romances and parties happening while the barracks has been in Hollywood.
Yes, indeed. In virtually all sources, whether it be regimental journals, whether it be soldiers' own personal accounts, Hollywood townsfolk's own recollections, or just the sheer evidence of the families that have come together over the years, there's been a warm welcome for the soldiers in Hollywood. And there are over 100 names, sadly, on Hollywood's War Memorial from the First World War alone as testament to the commitment that they've given to serving their country. But there's also been other aspects of life too. There's been open days, tattoos, there were games that were held in 1918. And then, of course, you have the Hollywood Hills, known to generations of soldiers here as Heartbreak Hill, and they would go for their training runs up there or indeed cross-country.
You're kindly and generously donating all the profits from the book to two very important and very well-loved military charities.
Yes, I feel that's appropriate. One is the Sandys organisation, because they've been very supportive of the project. And secondly, SAFR, which I've come to support as a very valuable part of the wider services life and supporting our troops.